أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our looking at journaling the Quran on Q bytes. Today we will look at another ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah. Again dealing with money or mal. And this is ayah 278 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Here Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayu al-ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be God-conscious. وَذَرُوا مَا بَكِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى, leave what remains of riba, in kuntum mu'minun, if you are people who believe. Now there is so much confusion about what riba is, loosely translated as interest. But let me translate it for you. And before I do that, let us understand that we have some phenomenal minds, phenomenally intelligent minds in our mujtahideen. So when it's looking at jurisprudential issues, fiqh issues, please refer to your marja. I'm just going to give a general explanation of what riba is. And I'm going to go into the ayat that are before. So let's look at ayah 275. Very, very categorically, Allah says, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْءُ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Allah has made trade halal. He has made riba haram. In ayah 276, he says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah eradicates, he does not bless riba. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ, and he makes sadaqah prosper. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحِبَّ كُلَّ كَفَارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah does not love the sinner who covers up the truth. So I'm going to just translate or tell you what riba is. Riba is exploitation. It's exploitation where somebody controls those who are in need by charging them more. In this country, we see things that are called payday loans, where the interest is extortionate. That's riba. It is where one is exploiting somebody else because I know they are in need and I know they will take the money at whatever cost and then pay back for their whole lives. Trade, on the other side, it's a mutual win-win transaction where the person who is selling and the person who is buying both have a win-win issue. So here, let's go over this ayah again. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be God-conscious. وَذَرُوا مَا بَكِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى, leave anything where you are exploiting human beings, especially those who are in need. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنُونَ, if you are believers. So, inshallah, let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us those people who exploit those who are in need, exploit others for our own benefit. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.